for like that. Yep. Similar to how rugby has the Tri Nations. Obviously, it is Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns, and Orlando Pirates.
Why did you mention Pirates? You should start with the team that has a star in this context. No, I'm just saying you should start with the team that has a star, which is Pirates, Sundowns, and Chiefs.
It's okay, man. So, we're going to be half. This is exactly what this was actually arguing about. So, stop it.
Okay.
Serving you only the best on 95.4 UJFM Drive, keeping you entertained. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines aside, the Federation Union of South Africa says embattled Eskom should be placed under business rescue. And it's been 30 years since the release of Nelson Mandela from prison.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Wits turned Joburg blue for the first time in varsity history. And finally, Kaizer Chiefs coach Ant Middendorp is said to be placed with the start from Anthony Agumu. I'll have more on these stories at 4:30.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon, I'm Dominique Majola. The Federation Union of South Africa says embattled power utility Eskom should be placed under business rescue. This comes after the Congress of the South African Trade Unions proposed that Eskom's debt be reduced by the government pension fund savings. FEDUSA Acting General Secretary Rafida Ejim says saving Eskom should not come at the expense of workers. She adds that they are now focusing on municipalities failing to pay the electricity bills and describe it as the biggest concern for the embattled power utility. The South African Revenue Services is introducing a new system that will make it difficult and costly to avoid paying taxes. This is part of the Vision 2024 to build a smart and modern receiver of revenue. SARS Commissioner says it will ensure that tax dodgers are dealt with. And lastly, in commemoration of this historic day, KwaZulu-Natal will open a Mandela Multi-Purpose and Exhibition Centre at the site in Howick where Mandela was captured. This year marks the 30th anniversary of when Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was released from prison after 27 years behind bars. The KZN Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson Senzelwa Mzila says the centre will be a place for people to learn about Madiba's liberation history and values. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15 rand 3 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 42 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 45 cents. Gold is selling at $1,572.14 a